From London, BBC Caribbean Report. South Africa hopes for an April tour of the Caribbean as the West Indies board president arrives in Johannesburg. America's Cuban community still maintains that President Castro's days are numbered, and 16 years after the event, Ethiopian monarchists are pressing for the murderers of Emperor Haile Selassie to be brought to trial. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The chances of a South African cricket team touring the Caribbean this year increased today with the arrival of executive members of the West Indies Board of Control in South Africa. We have this report from Tom Carver in Johannesburg.
Clyde Walcott, the president of the West Indian Cricket Board of Control, and Secretary Steve Kamash landed here this morning at the start of a 10-day trip, during which they said they will study various cricket development programs and develop contacts within the game here at all levels. The West Indies was the last side to approve the return of South Africa to international cricket, and it's widely believed here that there are still some elements in the Caribbean who are unhappy about what has happened. But speaking at a news conference today, Clyde Walcott claimed that they were never opposed to South Africa returning. "We were simply concerned about the manner in which it was being achieved," he said.